This is a beautiful day the Lord has given to us.
For many reasons, right? Reasons to rejoice. His mercies are fresh and new, and bringing the two of you together as you become husband and wife. We begin this Christian marriage service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ came as an invited guest to the wedding at Cana, and with his gracious presence, he brought joy and gladness to those who were there. Jesus is also with us who have gathered in his name to celebrate with the Word of God in prayer the marriage of Jim and Martha. We are assured of God's gracious help and guidance in these words from the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. God is our refuge and strength. He is our God forever and ever. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And may his face shine upon us.
We pray. Loving Father, we are grateful for your goodness in permitting us to gather as the family and friends of Jim and Martha to share their joy on this special day. Look on them with favor, strengthen their confidence in your firm promises, and assure them of your abiding love. As your Son Jesus graced the wedding at Cana with his presence, so may he be with us who pray in his name. Amen. A reading that you have selected on this special day of yours, words to guide you going forward, words not just for you, but for all people, and especially followers of Christ, to keep in mind, from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, where we're reminded of the fact that love includes being there for one another. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. The word of the Lord. And a second reading for guidance, important words as well, a reminder of the fact that love looks out for the other and how we are to do this. Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The word of the Lord. And a third reading that you have chosen for this day in your life from the Gospel of St. John, reminding us that your love is to look like God's love. And how is that so? These words from John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, Jesus says, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The word of the Lord. Dear Jim and Martha, family, friends, do you like fruit? What fruit do you like to eat?
Any?
Any? You, Jim?
Not a big fruit guy.
Not a big fruit guy. But you can appreciate fruit. Okay, pears, whatever it might be, right? But it's important, right, for us to be able to enjoy fruit. It needs to follow the design, right? It needs to either come from the tree or the vine. And in order to meet its intended purpose for our enjoyment and nutrition, Right? He needs to stay connected to that vine or that tree until the proper time. But there are so many factors that can ruin its intended purpose. And God is aware of that. Not just, again, when it comes to fruit and trees and vines, but more importantly, when it comes to relationships. God has given us the ability to have relationships, and He's also put safeguards in place to protect relationships and also given us direction of how to enhance relationships. And so we need to be aware of the factors that perhaps are in our control or out of our control that can mess up those relationships. Just like, again, if fruit comes off the vine too early, it's not going to serve its intended purpose. And Jesus knows that, so he gives us that visual, that emphasizing how He is the vine. I mean, he's the life source, but if we disconnect from Him, we're not going to serve our intended purpose of growing up in Him and also being in positive relationships with one another. And it's your desire to be in a positive relationship, to enhance what God has already given the two of you to enjoy, to take that to another level as husband and wife. And Lord willing, until He calls either one of you home, and He has given you the direction and the ability and the opportunity to love each other as He loves you. Now, what kind of love is that? That's a self-sacrificing love. Because what has God done out of love for you and for us all, right? He sacrificed His one and only Son to be our Savior, our substitute, because the Lord knows, because of sin, relationships get messed up. And the biggest relationship to get messed up was the relationship that God had with His creation. And creation could do nothing about it. I mean, fruit can't go back on the vine or back up on the tree. But God was able to do something about what we, creation, messed up. So He sent His Son out of love to redeem you and us all from our sins, to restore a severed relationship. And He did that because of love. And so anytime you need a reminder of God's love for you, just remember the sacrifice that He made in sending His Son, who not only came as a baby to take on human flesh, but for a purpose, to go to the cross in our place. And then rose again to assure us that because He lives, we too shall live. What a great example of love. And so He writes through the Apostle John, love as I loved you. There is no greater love than Jesus laying down His life for us. And He calls us His friends. And so what does that self-sacrifice love look for the two of you? Well, it's not about I, it's about us. And sometimes it's putting our own interest in the background for the interest of the other. There's a give and take involved. It's love not just with words, but also with actions. And then you will see fruit. I mean, that's what Jesus emphasizes here too. Faith bears fruit. And so the way then for you to show that love, that self-sacrificing love, to be okay, it's not always about me and in my way, but it's about us, and sometimes being in the background so that the other can have his or her way. To bear that kind of fruit, Jesus says, stay connected. Stay connected to Him who is the source of love. And you have been doing that, and Lord willing, you will continue to do that together in formal worship and also in informal worship in your home. Growing up in God's Word, learning what it is to have faith and what that faith is to look like. Love, being there for one another. What does that look like? Helping each other up, maybe emotionally, physically at times, and also spiritually. And you will bear fruit. Fruit that will enhance your life together as husband and wife. But it all starts with growing your relationship with God, who sacrificed His Son for you. and who connected you to Him through His Word and has brought the two of you together so that you can grow up in Him together and also grow up in your relationship with one another. So Jim and Martha, love as God loves you. That's a self-sacrificing love. That's a love that's connected to Jesus and a love that stays connected to each other. And you will bear fruit, fruit that will last. Fruit that serves its intended purpose, staying connected to the vine. And what an example then you have to set for your family and for your friends by putting that kind of love into practice. And doesn't our world need more of that kind of love? Relationships could blossom all over, but starts with God, continues through you, and goes out to others. Love as God has loved you. So whether you enjoy eating that fruit or not, when you see that fruit, may it think of God's love for you and how that fruit came to be. It had to be connected. And at the proper time, disconnect. But for you, right, it's always staying connected. Again, until the time God says, love as God loves you. Blessings on your life together as husband and wife. Dear friends, when God in love created the world, He made man and woman in His own image and bonded them together in marriage. Through this blessed union of husband and wife, God established the family, provided for the physical and spiritual welfare of children, and fostered the peace and stability of society. God intended marriage to bring loving companionship to the people of His world. But because of sin, the joy of marriage was soon overcast with sorrow, and the harmony of family life was shattered by strife. Out of love, God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross to take away the sins of all people. Everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness and is enabled by the Holy Spirit to live in peace and joy. God's love for the two of you, it is boundless. He commands you in response to His love to love each other. Love is forgiving and enduring. Love shows itself in truth and faithfulness, in thoughtfulness and understanding, in patience and kindness. Marriage furnishes a unique opportunity to put this kind of love into practice. And so, Jim and Martha, you are here today to be united in marriage, which consists in your mutual consent, sincerely and freely given. You are now invited to declare this intent before God and these witnesses. Jim, will you take Martha to be your wife? Will you be faithful to her, cherish her, support her, and help her in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. Martha, will you take Jim to be your husband? Will you be faithful to him, cherish him, support him, and help him in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. Continue to join your right hands and make your promises to each other. Repeat after me. I, Jim, in the presence of God and these witnesses,
take you, Martha, to be
my wife.
I promise to be faithful to you.
As long as we both shall live.
I, Martha, in the presence of God and these witnesses,
take you, Jim, to be my husband.
I promise to be faithful to you.
As long as we both shall live.
Exchange rings is a symbol of lifelong commitment and abiding love which you as husband and wife have promised each other. And again, repeat after me. Martha, receive this ring.
Martha, receive this ring
as a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
Jim, receive this ring.
Jim, receive this ring
as a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
By the promises, Jim and Martha have bound themselves together in marriage before God and
these witnesses. Therefore, I declare that you are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit preserve you in faithfulness, strengthen you in love, and guide you to life's end. Amen. We pray. Eternal God, source of love, help Jim and Martha to fulfill the promises they have made here today and to reflect your steadfast love in their love for each other. Give them kindness and patience, affection and understanding, happiness and contentment. Use their family and friends to support them in difficult days, that their love for each other may continue to grow as long as they live. And we also pray as the Savior has taught us, Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Jim and Martha, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord continue to look on you with his favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
As you now go as one.